Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. We come today to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 28 and 29. Sovereign Lord, you are God. Your covenant is trustworthy, and you have promised these good things to your servant. Now be pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, sovereign God, have spoken, and with your blessing, the house of your servant will be blessed forever. People respond to a no from God in many different ways. Some become bitter. They conclude that God can't be trusted. Some become paralyzed. They conclude that God isn't able to act. Some become cynical. They conclude that God must not love them. But check out David's response in today's passage. Right after God told him that he was not the man to build the temple, David recognized God's work in the past. God's gracious hand had established the nation with strength. David acknowledged God's promises. And then David summed up his prayer with this declaration: Sovereign Lord, you are God. If God has answered your prayer with no, I realize it is very disappointing, even when the request was truly the desire of your heart. But let me encourage you to get on your knees before God. Thank Him for His past answers. Thank Him for all His future promises. And then from the depths of your being, make this declaration: Sovereign Lord, you are God. Don't ask God to change His answer. Ask Him to change your heart. Father, I admit that I am disappointed when your answer is no. But today I declare that you are God and I am not. You are sovereign and I am not. I thank you that you are God. In Jesus' name, amen.